banana. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy.
Radio Nibbles comes your way every Thursday morning, and especially with John Lendorf joining us live from his kitchen in Louisville. John, some big news coming out for restaurants in Boulder. Very sad news for people who've lived here for any length of time. They'll be familiar with the three restaurants we're going to talk about. Their closure is imminent. It was announced this week.
Yeah, the owners of The Med on Walnut Street, Brasserie 1010 across the street on Walnut, and Via Perla are closed. They won't reopen. The owners just didn't see any way for it to work because of the restrictions from the COVID pandemic.
And these were restaurants that were a real part of downtown Boulder's life, really. And as I said, I mean, people are so familiar with, especially The Med and the happy hours. And I've heard from so many people who have very personal memories of big events that took place in one of these restaurants.
Oh, thousands of people over the years. This is 27 years The Med has been open. Think of all the happy hours in that time, all the first dates and business meetings and people from out of town. I talked to Peg Romano, who owns The Med, and she's heard from people who, you know, this was the first restaurant they met someone in, and, you know, it's very emotional, and, you know, they all had great reputations. The scary thing about it is that Peg and Joe Romano own the buildings that these three restaurants are in, but they can't see any way to reopen and have it work out.
I mean, that is scary because it doesn't bode well for other businesses who are also struggling to maybe pay rent, particularly in every location is expensive these days,
right,
in Colorado. So that doesn't really bode well for other restaurants.
What they told me was that with the 50, they needed to have filled the restaurant. The Med is a big restaurant. 600 seats, and it needs a lot of people in it, and at 50% capacity it wasn't going to work, and takeout and delivery and alcohol and outdoor seating wasn't going to make any difference. There just weren't going to be enough people eating there often enough.
You know, of course, this is a loss for diners and people in the area. It's a massive loss for staff because it was a big restaurant, and these are three restaurants hired a lot of people now out of work.
350 people lost their jobs. The restaurants had kept on 30 managers, hoping that things would get better. But so it's a terrible thing for all those people who work for those restaurants. So no, it doesn't bode well. I wish I could be a little cheerier about that, but a lot of restaurants are facing the same decision, whether to open or stay open.
Well, people can read more about you writing on the closure of those three restaurants in Boulder at 5280.com. Well, it's not all bad news. There is some good food news this week on Radio Nibbles.
At the same time, the same reopening rules have allowed a lot of restaurants to finally reopen. Some of my favorites, Amu Japanese Restaurant is reopening in Boulder. Ras Casas, the Ethiopian restaurant in Lafayette, is opening for patio dining and takeout. And the great folks at Diaz Farm have finally opened Tierra y Fuego Taqueria on North Broadway. So that's welcome.
Of course, so many restaurants now taking advantage of the weather, being able to offer outside dining. That's really an integral part of facilities actually reopening.
It is, but on some of these summer days when there's, you know, 50 mile an hour winds or rain or cold or, you know, whatever, it's risky because they can't bring everybody inside. Otherwise, they break the rules on occupancy.
Well, what's the best thing that you've tasted lately?
It's a wonderful thing that everyone could appreciate. There's a company called Saba in Boulder It's really a one-woman operation, and she makes exquisite handcrafted preserves, small batches of fruit without a lot of sugar in flavors that are great, like rhubarb ginger, Oro Blanco grapefruit marmalade, sour cherry pistachio jam. It's a wonderful thing, and it's right here in town.
And those are for order online, or are they available in stores?
Almost entirely online. And the selection literally changes from week to week. So the flavors that she has there this week, you know, once that small batch is gone, then she waits until another great batch of fruit.
Saba Jams, you can check them out at their website. Well, as I said, you can find John's feature on the closing of The Med, Brasserie 1010 and Via Perla in Boulder at 5280.com. And of course, always catch John Thursday mornings right here on KGNU. Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house.